sports.
All the time.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Macquarie Sports Radio.
So, Brian Waldron, delivered by Fuso Trucks. The Fuso built a ready range is ready when you are. Fuso all day. David Noble is from the Brisbane Football Club. And today, Ox, we know that they've done a trial. It's no longer secret. And I'll tell you what, the people who left that game said it was just sensational. So much so, you've got a phone call saying that these rules will probably, more than likely, will, in fact, take it to the bank come in next year. So we thought we'd better talk to someone from Brisbane who saw the game. Dave Noble is that man. He's joined us. G'day, Dave.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're well. Dave, we want to know about this game. What did it look like to you?
Nah, never happened.
Oh, Dave.
How, Dave, in all honesty, just for our listeners out there, and we've spoken about bigger goal squares, set positions at centre bounces, including 60 in the forward, 50 at either end, and also the wings on the wing.
40 rotations.
And 40 rotations. How did it pan out, and how did it look? Because I believe a player like Eric Hipwood might have enjoyed it very, very much.
He did, actually. He looked pretty sharp when he came down after having a lot of rest up in the forward end of the ground. We got spoken to, obviously, myself, having worked with James Podzianzi and Faith, having worked with Rafi. They spoke to us about a week ago. So I said, look, we're interested in continuing some trials. It sort of fitted in with our schedule. So they came up today. We played two 10-minute halves. Our first half was where we had three forwards in each end at every stoppage, and at centre bounces had to have six forwards. And then in the second half, we had four forwards in the forward 50 at any stoppage. And then if it was a defensive 50 stoppage, you couldn't have any forwards in the defensive 50. So I think in essence, what they wanted to do today, guys, was to have no more lines on the ground, no more weird boxes on the ground, but just a disbursement of numbers across. It gave you more space through the stoppages. It allowed the ball to flow relatively quickly, understanding that this is a training session of two 10-minute halves. So the sample size is fairly small, but it looked different.
I was going to ask for the better. Did it look better? Did it feel as though that the game opened up and the congestion was going to be less?
Yes.
The other officials, and we know that J-Pod was there because we spoke to Mark from Logan, who was his Uber driver. He said he was definitely
on the way back to the airport. Yeah.
So he said it happened. Can you tell us about the players' reaction to these modifications?
Yeah, look, there's no secret with the AFL guy. I spoke to Hocken and Pod, and they're both happy for us to chat about it. The players felt that it was different. There was more room to probably move around the stoppages off, so I reckon. There was probably had more time and space to use the ball, perhaps a little bit more efficiently. It did create more one-on-one contest where defenders may not have liked it as much because you have the forwards that have got a little bit of tail wall, that advantage that they may have then got space to use. It did seem to transition, quicker in the sense, and what I think is started to see very slightly is the shift in behaviour of the defenders not necessarily pushing up or pressing up as high because they knew that if there was a stoppage, they'd get set back to the opposition's 50. So, look, on a larger scale, it had a little bit of an AFLX sort of feel about it, is that transition of the ball certainly moved up and down the ground a little bit more freely.
David, are you expecting this will come into play? Because my immediate thought goes to recruiting, and it potentially changes the type of players that will be looked at moving into this year's draft, if it is a likely scenario that we'll see something like this come into action for season 2019.
Yeah, it was something, Brian, that we spoke to the guys at lunch about, the impact of potentially that becoming now part of the consideration, for your draft and your recruiting. Does it impact guys that kick the ball better? Does it impact, does the value of guys with speed become more of a benefit? It certainly will throw more discussion into that consideration. There's no doubt. I think in the end it was, trying to look at the initiative of how players can use their key skill set that they may have to advantage more so than it being a more systematically driven defence that, you know, you try to keep the ball in your front half through, you know, a systematic approach. So that was something that Rafi was, you know, really, really keen on to feel. How can the advantage move back to guys with the ball and guys with a bit more space around them to overcome maybe some of the defensive structures that are in place?
Dave, the umpires, did they speak to you? Did you have a chat to the umpires about, was it easier for them to umpire the game? And was it, you know, from a congestion point of view, did they find it a lot easier to direct traffic?
I didn't get to speak to them afterwards, Doss, but I was in the briefing that the AFL gave them. They didn't have any worries with the interpretation of the rules. We had four umpires sort of across the field. So basically today it was about getting the allocation of the numbers right. So we didn't restart the ball until, you know, guys got back. Mind you, having said that, it wasn't dissimilar to the amount of time that an umpire would take to have a normal rebound or stoppage. So it did seem like it was elongated. But, you know, again, it was only 2 tens, and we probably, number of stoppages through the 20 minutes, we probably only had 7 or 8 stoppages with probably 5 centre bounces.
Righto. And what about the longer goal squares? How much longer were they, and how much benefit was it to the team kicking out?
So the goal square itself on the ground, Marco, was the same. The only change was that on the point kicking, you basically kicked it in from the 25-metre mark. So basically the umpire just got the guy to stand on the mark. So we didn't have the elongated box spot that the Hawthorn may have. But, so that we just had the kick-ins as a difference. So
an enormous help?
Well, I think if which we didn't say, but we were talking afterwards, if we put someone like Daniel Rich with the ball in his hands and said, righto, let one go, he's certainly in your half of the ground. You know, you're probably only, 25 metres up, 50, then another 25, sort of halfway. So if he can kick it sort of 60 metres, you're getting close to gaining territory and putting the ball in your half. So, but the width, there's more distribution of space higher up the ground, so the numbers look less dense. So, that was probably the one that needs a bit of work. I think the original rules are that we used to kick it in from about 16 or 18 metres anyway. So
Naves, you're a man that's been involved at grassroots all the way through. Does this get you excited? And is this something that, I mean, Ox said he'll take to the bank that this is going to come into play in some version. Are you expecting that we will next year see some of, all of, a mix of these rules running around in our game?
Yeah, I think there's a strong consideration, Brian. I must admit, I was unsure. I am a bit of a traditionalist in thinking that, you know, will this unfold? I would like to see the umpires release the ball a bit quicker and almost pick two guys to go for a ruck and just throw it up, because I think time frame wise, we allow the players to get coordinated and get structure. Every player's got a role to play at every structure now, every stoppage. So the less time we have, the more disruption there is to that. Now, having said that, having a look at it today, it did have a good feel about it. I like the aesthetics of it. We had Swanee sitting in the box having a look at it with us as well. You know, he's a bit of a traditionalist. He didn't mind the feel of it. And the players' feedback after was pretty positive, I must admit. They were pretty encouraged with what they felt and they experienced. So I think based on what they're doing, Brian, with all the testing, you'd have to say that there's likely to be some change.
Dave, thanks so much for coming on, mate. Thanks for being a good sport. We really appreciate it and giving us an idea, you know, because we're all, you know, we all love this game, like you understand. And when things are changing, we like to hear what's going on. And we really appreciate you making the time.
Just a quick one, Nobes. I know your boss, Swanee, was up at Coolum drinking lattes and champagnes on the weekend. What about your good self? Where'd we find you? Did you get away?
I went back to Adelaide and did some study for 4 days.
Oh, good idea.
Trying to get through my MBA. I've got my boys that are still living in LA, so it was good to be able to catch up with them. And my mum and dad spent some family time, so my wife came down on Thursday. It's a little bit of study, but it was nice and relaxing. It's bloody cold down there, I must admit.
Good to see someone doing the work up there, mate.
Thank
That's
you, sir.
What we need.
We'll get you next time.
Thanks, guys. No worries.
David Noble from the Brisbane Football Club. That
Ox
is big, big news.